وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran, and in previous episodes we talked about different elements that are or qualities that are necessary for the righteous deeds. One of them was patience, the other was tawakkul. And in the last episode, we were talking about the meaning of tawakkul, or reliance on Allah, or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this episode, inshallah, we recite some of the verses of the Holy Quran about tawakkul. As I said in the previous episode, in 70 occasions, tawakkul or different derivatives of tawakkul have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. One of tawakkul, according to the some of the verses of the Holy Quran, tawakkul is a sign of a believer. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If a person is a believer, the sign, everything has a sign. And the sign of true faith is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he surely will trust Him in the decisions that he makes, in choices that he makes for his life. In another verse, Quran says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people who have trust in Him. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكَّلِينَ. When you make a decision and when you are determined to do something, don't forget tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think that determination is for us to put everything aside, and we think that we are alone in this, and no. Sometimes or always, true determination is when you consider also the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. Say, when you are determined to do something, فَتَوَكَّلَ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, when you are determined, when you made your mind, then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who trust in Him. And this you can see it yourself. Like if you have two sons, like for example children, and one of them trusts you and the other does not trust you, you see it in yourself that you like that when your son trusts you. And this is true. This is something that we can experience ourselves, that when you see the trust of others towards you, you do whatever you can in order to earn that trust, to respect that trust. And we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that as well. When we trust Him, Allah loves it. And if anything happens contrary to our trust, we should know that this is for our best. There are things that we don't know, as we said in the previous episode. And there are two verses coming right after each other. And in one of them, the verse describes الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Those who have faith and have عَمَلُوا الصَّالَحَ, righteous deeds, we will settle them, we'll show them, we will give them houses in Jannah, غُرَفًا, in rooms, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْدَى الْأَنْهَارِ, there are rivers, and خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, for eternity they are there, نَعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامَلِينَ. And this is the rewards of those who do good deeds. Amil means someone who does something, doers. So this is the reward of the doers. And then it continues, الَّذِينَ سَبَرُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So what are, or who are the doers? Who are the ones who do things, good deeds? They are the patient ones and those who trust in their Lord. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So this is a definition. If you want to define al-amal al-salih or people who carry out amal al-salih, they are the ones who have patience and tawakkul. We will have a break and inshallah come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of tawakkul in the Holy Quran. And we were reading some of the verses of the Holy Quran talking about this quality and the role that it has in righteous deeds. And we can see tawakkul in the lives of divine apostles and prophets, like Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he was talking to his people, his nation. He said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتَ عَلَىٰ بَيَّنَةً مِّن رَبِّي. And he was telling them, my nation, just give it a chance that what I tell you is true. No? Don't deny it altogether. Think about the probability, think about the odds in this deal. If what I tell you is true about the hereafter, about Allah and everything, what am I going to lose and what you are going to lose? So this is something later on in discussions in theology, both in the East and the West, they talk about the practical or pragmatic way of proving the truth of religion. But then here, at the end of the verse, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam says, "In uridu illa al-islah." I just want a good reform. Islah means when you reform things to become better, optimize. Mastatat, as much as possible. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. And I know that my success comes only from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alayhi tawakkaltu. Telling his nation that I have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that even if you all deny me, it's not that much heavy for me because I have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I've started this mission with reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilayhi unib, and I will return to him. So in another verse addressing the Prophet, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the heavens and earth, and everything returns to him. فَعْبُدْهُ, worship him. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ, have trust in him. So you see, for ibadah, for worship, you need tawakkul. You need to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, why the prayer of Fajr is 2 rak'ah, why that is 3 rak'ah, why... Sometimes it's good to have tawakkul, to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he says something, he had seen something, some wisdom in it, something beneficial for us. And fa'budhu, if you worship him, have reliance and tawakkul and trust in him. وَمَا رَبَّكَ بِغَافَلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not heedless of what you're doing. And tawakkul, the last but not least, tawakkul is that barrier and a strong castle against the deception of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Shaitan, Iblis, does not have any power, any control over those who have faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wakil, is the origin of trust of those whom shaitan cannot do anything to. So if one wants to build a shield against shaitan, the only way is iman, faith, and reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with tawakkul. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.